Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This September's Democratic U.S. Senate primary in Massachusetts features two experienced political figures with few policy disagreements. Still, differences of other kinds are beginning to emerge in the race between incumbent U.S. Senator Ed Markey and his challenger, Congressman Joe Kennedy. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on their first televised debate, which was broadcast last night on WGBH.
One of the differences is whether to ban outside money from their race. Kennedy wants to. Markey wants to allow many of the groups that support him in labor, in the environmental movement, women's groups, to be allowed to buy ads. Another issue, Afghanistan. Kennedy wants to bring troops home. Markey wants to keep some in Afghanistan to make sure the Taliban respect any peace treaty. At one point, Kennedy ridiculed Markey's decision to be the only senator to vote present on a resolution to allow President Obama to use force against the Syrian government after it attacked its own people with chemical weapons.
It's hard for me to understand when a present vote is going to be a profiling.
15 seconds, Senator.
Markey explained that he wanted the administration to present all its intelligence before the full Senate took a vote. Since their positions are so similar, Kennedy was asked by moderator Jim Browdy if he's simply an opportunist in challenging Markey for this safe Democratic Senate seat. He replied that progressive voting records don't matter as long as Mitch McConnell controls the Senate and Democrats won't be able to pass legislation. He promised to use the job as a bully pulpit.
You have to ensure that you're bringing everything you possibly can to restore power to a Democratic Party so that we can actually advance the causes we care about and protect the people we care about.
Has he been a good senator?
Absolutely, he's been a good senator. But Jim, this isn't about whether or not Senator Markey's made an important contribution. Of course he has.
Markey defended his record on gun control and as a champion for environmental causes.
When I introduced the Green New Deal with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez just 1 year ago, it transformed the way in which climate change is being debated in the United States and across the planet.
Kennedy countered that Congress has not passed meaningful gun control legislation in decades.
With Mitch McConnell saying, look, what this is about maintenance and access to power. And he is going to hold on to it with everything he got. You got to go with those structures.
Can I interrupt? Honestly, that's just not accurate. The last meaningful gun safety legislation passed in the last week of December of 2019 when my bill was actually signed by Donald Trump to begin research at the CDC that had been blocked for 25 years by the NRA.
The new law authorizes the Centers for Disease Control to conduct research on the public health hazards of guns. After the debate, asked what he would do that Markey has not done, Kennedy said policy matters. But he argued a senator from Massachusetts should be doing much of his work outside the Senate.
Look at the way that we've tried to run this campaign. We did 13 town halls last month alone. Two of them were in Spanish. The first time any candidate's done town halls in another language. I was in nearly 20 states last cycle campaigning for other colleagues and helping to flip the House of Representatives. I think the ability that comes with a Massachusetts Senate seat enables you to go around the country to build that bench, to help elect mayors and local school boards and state reps and state senators.
Markey stood by his record.
My bills are the law. My bills are what changes the debate in our country. That is who I am. That is what I have done with my career.
Two candidates with similar views on the issues, but very different views on how a senator from Massachusetts should spend his time in the Senate of Mitch McConnell. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.